Get yourself. Okay. That's what you need. Need chronic. Easy, bro. Need to relax. Cool out. Smoke a joint. Yeah.
Curious aroma. Interesting blend.
Interesting bullshit. That's the bomb right there.
The bomb? Ah, the bomb. A friend with weed is a friend indeed. But a friend with gold is the best, I'm told.
Spring. Dublin's the place where I learned my thing. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the hood, I'm the man of green, come to do no good. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Blunt is dope, this place is hype. There's a lassie, she's just my type. I hate to resort so soon to money. Haven't been late so long, it's heaven. I'm so bad, I'm good. I'll show you what to do, so lend an ear. Don't worry, little lassie, you've got nothing to fear. Sit with the lad who's lean and green, and let me show you why I'm a love machine. Come to do no good. I'm a wee green guy who's new to town. Show me what you do when you get down. I'll go up, you go down. We'll cause a scene, your love agree. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Left in the hood, when we're bad, we're good. Cliffs of Moor to your front door. Better turn off the lights and pray some more. We're gonna party through the night until the dawn. Then you and I are gonna get it on. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Left in the hood, come to do no good.
Telling them that I played Age of Empires 2 Gold Edition so hard last night that I called into work this morning. So
that's I feel like not good. You just started there.
I had vacation and stuff, so I took a personal day.
Tell them you're sick, right? That's what you did, right?
I just told them I wouldn't. I called them like it's like a recording system. I was like, I won't be in today. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that at Duke Energy, it was amazing. You actually didn't even have to call in. It was all through their webpage. So you'd log in with your employee ID number, and it would tell you, like, how many sick days you have, blah, 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 blah. As long as you did it an hour before your shift.
Yeah.
Golden. They also did, like, the day that you got hired, you had, like, 40 hours of vacation time.
That's how it was with me.
Yeah, and so I just went ahead and scheduled every – because I had to work on Saturdays. So I scheduled every Saturday off for 4 months. So – All right, welcome to the Nintendo Dreamcast, episode
65.
65? God damn it, Danny. Yeah. I was going to say 65.
Danny's the numbers guy.
Should we announce the winner of the Amiibo so they don't have to listen to the entire episode, or should we do it at the end of the episode so they have to wait while their player buffers as they skip to the end?
We might as well announce it now. We already got their download.
Yeah, that's true. So. All right. It's all awesome. So, we are Nintendo Dreamcast. I am James. That's
Daniel,
and that's
Ish,
and that's
Matt
Maynard, Matthew Maynard. So, who won the Amiibo for Sheik?
Cody Peak,
you are our winner. If you can, you send us a message because I don't.
Yeah, you can message us on our Facebook page. Just send us your address, and we will email you your Sheik Amiibo.
I don't know how old you are, so don't post your info on like the wall, so some like pedo like Z Melts doesn't hunt you down. I just imagine in my mind that Z Militz, the only reason that he's listened to our podcast this long is he subscribes to every like video game podcast, hoping to get children's information that also listen to it. So,
I bet Danny's his favorite.
But send us a private message, Cody, so we can send you your Sheik and not a molester or whatever. Jeez, children should not listen to this podcast. Yeah, by the way, is he a kid?
I don't know.
Okay,
the name alone just makes you think kid. Like
if you're Cody's parents, you're a bad parent,
and it's spelled with a K. It's K-O-T-Y. So.
I can't make fun of his name. God damn it, parents. With the classics.
Using K's instead of C's is progressive nowadays.
Or Mortal Kombat. Somebody's fucking name.
Mortal Cody!
Sorry. Mortal Kombat. Did you guys see the new Mortal Kombat trailer that came out today?
No.
Nope.
For the new game?
Mm-hmm. No. Mortal Kombat X. Looked pretty good. I liked it. Looks a lot more like Injustice, which I think is the way they're going with
Mortal Kombat. I think I just watched a game. I didn't know if it was from a new Mortal Kombat or an older one, but I just watched like a gameplay clip where it punches someone in the balls and it like zooms in, goes like, and like you watch it like crunch.
Crunches balls. Yeah. I watched the Goro character trailer, which I am so pissed because evidently there's a trailer for Goro in the game and Goro is DLC.
What?
Yeah,
that's
and they've already released the character trailer for the DLC of Goro.
That's like super fucked.
Yeah. The game isn't fucking out yet.
Bait and switch.
They're doing character DLCs. They kind of did the same thing though with Injustice, if I remember, because was Batgirl, who was like the day one DLC? I want to say it was Batgirl or somebody. Maybe it was Batman and Superman, day one DLC. But yeah, I just like you said, that's bullshit. That's some EA shit right there, man.
Yeah.
And who does... Is it Activision still does Mortal Kombat? Probably.
You know, it's not Midway.
No. I think some of the people from Midway are still...
Oh, it's Warner Brothers. Isn't it Warner Brothers Interactive?
Yeah.
Like, they have their own video game studio. Yeah. So, yeah, Cody, you won. Send us your shit, and we will mail it to you sometime this year. Maybe we'll wrap it up as a Christmas present. Quick note about next week's. We have another amiibo.
We do. Surprise amiibo. So
yeah. It's a surprise. We're not saying what it
not
is.
Not going to say what it is.
Yeah, so it could be like Peach or something. Sucks to be you. But we're going to do something a little special this time. So send in your Mario Mushroom Kingdom Universe / fic. The best, funniest, most erotic one we will turn into a Nintendo Dreamcast Studios podcast live radio broadcast play and read it for you.
I'm game. That's
in character. So, you know.
Right.
We'll work on the voice.
But a couple of notes. So I don't want a bunch of Mario Blue Luigi shit. I need a story. It's got to be a good story. You got to get the hook. The Mario on the Luigi action has to be the sweet, sweet cherry on the story cake.
There needs to be a character arc.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, at least four characters so everybody has a part. I don't want Ish to have to be Mario and Luigi. But yeah, whoever's got the best, we're going to read it, and you're going to get our super secret amiibo.
And hopefully the climaxes on the page calls climaxes off the page. So that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So we'll do that. Maybe it'll be like a special episode. But it's going to be good.
That sounds fun.
And you can send that.
Danny is super excited. You can just see it in his eyes. He's like, oh, damn it.
He almost stopped eating his Indian.
He's like, why am I doing this podcast? It's all right. And if you want to assign which person you think should be which character, that's okay. Because, you know, if Danny needs to be Princess Peach...
Pretty much what I'm expecting at this point.
Well, whatever, you know, you're the listener, but we want to give you away this amiibo, so Facebook drawings are getting boring, right, guys?
Yeah. So. And send that to the Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com.
That's right. Or I guess you could private message us that one.
On our Facebook page?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you.
Just get it to one of us four.
Or just post it on our Facebook wall. You
know, that'd be an interesting read for everyone, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
So what's everybody been playing this week, Matt?
Don't start with me. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll start with me and Danny and a little bit of Ish.
Yep.
So Danny finally got Destiny, and I finally got to play Destiny because I haven't really played too much of it. But we've been playing that like hard, like hours at a time. It's actually a lot of fun when you have friends to play with.
Had it like less than a week, and we already played through all the stories, did like Strike playlists, did all the Strike.
Isha's been playing with us, but he doesn't have a mic, so he's just the silent. It's like he'll know where like a chest is, and he'll jump up and down and shoot in the air. We're like, what is it, Lassie? What is it? Did you find a golden chest? And then we have to follow him through the map while he's not speaking.
They'll just stand there, and we're like, is he AFK, or is there something important where he is?
James is always something? Like, I think it just found something.
Like, no, I had to go take a shit. Like, okay. So he'll send us a text, like, and I'll see it 20 minutes later after. Yeah.
We'd ask him questions, and it's one teabag for yes.
Two teabags or no, one teabag yes. You played anything else?
Well, after I beat Alien Isolation, I did the Bioshock Infinite DLC, Burial at Sea, Episode 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And Episode 1 was all right, but Episode 2 was phenomenal.
Was it?
Because it was a lot different from anything I've ever done for the Bioshock. You play as Elizabeth, so you're physically weaker than Booker. And so it's a lot more about stealthing around rather than outright just fighting everybody.
Yeah. Story's pretty good.
Oh, the story is what makes it, though. It's so when you start episode one on Booker's desk, he's got a calendar, and it shows the date is like December 31st, and like I forget the year, like 1958 or something. But if you know anything about the Bioshock lore, like New Year's Day was like, or I guess sometime during New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is when shit went down, mm-hmm, and like everything fell apart. So it's like it eventually becomes a story of how, like, you the two of you basically factor into the downfall of Rapture.
I got you.
So it's cool. Like it's really cool because it ties back into the.
It's like New Year's Eve, like 1959 or something. Yeah. Right?
And what's really awesome is in the original Bioshock, you find a. They called him like audio diary or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but if you play through the game, you actually get to watch the person record the auto diary. And then, so it was like, I had completely forgotten about it, but I just looked it up and it was like word for word, the exact same thing, except you sit to hear it in person. So it was really cool how they tied the two stories together. It's almost like Bioshock Infinite was actually a prequel to Bioshock.
Is there only two episodes? Like, does the second episode end it, or are they Half-Life episode 3-ing us?
No, I'm pretty sure episode 2 ended it, and I don't think they're going to do any more episodes, because that one came out a long time ago. Yeah,
actually, it wasn't that long.
It was like the beginning of 2014, but if they were going to make more DLC for the game, I feel like they would have done it by now. I mean, the team's already broken up, right?
I wasn't saying, like, are they going to make one? Yeah. I was wondering, did the team break up before they finished it?
Oh, no, it was it comes to a very good conclusion. Like, good. It ties in very nicely to the original game, and then they just leave it at that.
So one thing that upsets me, like, Bioshock games are some of my favorite, but I refuse to play DLC.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of DLC, mainly because by the time it comes out, I've tired. Like, I've played through the game, and I'm done with it.
I've never been a huge fan of DLC either. I just think it's a stupid way. I'd rather they just release another game or something like that, even if it is a smaller one.
Well, what about you, Ish?
played Destiny with you guys a couple times. It was pretty fun. Getting back into it, but now that you guys have trucked all the way up into the mid-20s, I probably can play in my main next time we be together, which will be fun. And I didn't really care for the Warlock all that much. It wasn't horrible, but I guess I'm just used to playing the Hunter so much.
Yeah, I'm Warlock, and I am not too enthused about it either.
Really? And it seems to be the most popular class.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's pretty OP, like, with that fireball thing it does when it jumps up in the air.
I just don't know what the rest of the classes do.
Yeah, with the Hunter, I've unlocked both classes and maxed them out, so it's more fun to play with. And then besides that, I played a shit ton of Age of Empires 2 this weekend with friends, because it was 10 cents on Good Old Games, and we downloaded it.
How old is that game now?
Oh, I'd say 15 years.
Age of Empires 2, I think, came out in 1996, 97?
Holy shit.
18 years? Damn.
Actually, it might have came out in 1999. Might have been Age of Empires 1, it was 96.
I think 99 sounds about right.
Let's go to the internet.
Either way, it's still amazing, and it's still probably the most fun I've ever had as a multiplayer game. It's one of the first ones I played online, like LAN style with friends back in the day. That and Caesar 3. So
we used to play Warcraft 2 over Warcraft 56K 2. Modems after school. And it always ended with, God damn it, who picked up the goddamn phone? Mom!
That's about it.
Phone?
That's about it on the games front. Lots of movies and shows besides that, but I'm sure we'll get to that later because I have a lot of stuff to tell you guys to watch.
Yeah.
Great. All right, Matt, what'd you play, man?
Yeah, the reason I couldn't remember the name of either of the games I played.
1999.
So that's why I didn't want you to come to me next. You asked me, I was like, shit, what the fuck are those called? Yeah, the first game, I played two games that were just like Metroid, kind of like Metroid-inspired games. The first one's Zeo Drifter on Nintendo 3DS. It's got like real tiny sprites,
yeah.
8-bit kind of sounding music, but it was really good. I beat it in like 8 hours. It was only $4, so
awesome.
But yeah, you start off. You have like four planets you can choose to.
Where'd you hear from? Attack. Was it like a special on the eShop or?
Yeah, it was on sale on the eShop, and I remember like reading an article on Kotaku about it like 4 months ago or three months ago. So. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you can choose between four different planets to go from, and you have to like keep going back and forth to the different planets as you find new like gear and shit.
That's cool.
And the traversal is really fun in the game, so you don't mind like the backtracking. And the other one, I can never remember the name of this fucking game. Axiom Verge.
Okay.
I don't know.
What system is that on?
That's on PS4. It's part of the Spring Fever sale, which. Hadn't bought anything in up to this point. It's like the sixth game they've released.
How are you enjoying Bloodborne? Is this as good as everybody says it is?
I don't have
Bloodborne. I've heard that it is the only reason to own a PS4 and then it's that good. So I just assume that you've been playing it.
No. Danny played Bloodborne.
You played Bloodborne?
Yeah. We can go into it. Me and Ish, we invited you. We went to Arcade Legacy Saturday night.
Oh, right.
And, before we get to that, though, I got there. I like followed my GPS, and it was in. I have never been this far around like the 275 loop before. We passed like Dave and Buster's, and I'm like, I am in new territory now.
I came from the other side that he came from.
Yeah,
so.
Like I mean, I live in Anderson, so I went through Eastgate, Milford, Dave and Buster's to Cincinnati Mills Mall. I'm like, never been this far around the 275, and it's like. I get there, and there was a Bass Pro Shop, a Kohl's, and then nothing else in this gigantic freaking mall. And it like it was so huge.
Yeah, that mall's kind of crazy.
It is a completely like abandoned, like derelict mall.
It's like a Day of the Dead type.
Exactly, yeah. It is prime for a zombie takeover.
And there's like a little kiddies place that had all these inflatable like slides and
just
stuff.
Abandoned, not just cleaned like, out, just abandoned.
Yeah, then nothing is like. They're just deflated and stuff. They're still there. All these stores that you can like look inside, and there was a police station or like a police box or something, and there was still like trophies inside. I'm like, do people man this during the day or?
No, that's like a lawless zone. That whole mall. My wife and I stumbled on like a teenager's having sex like a couple of years ago.
Wow,
nice.
And then they have this giant food court, and the only place open was like Sakura Japan.
Yeah. Right across from that was Arcade Legacy.
Just like one guy walking back and forth in the Sakura Japan booth.
Isn't that Dollar Theater still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, the Danbury.
A funny thing, there was like they have these Coke machines, and there was a little advertisement on there. It's like, get a free Coke when you add like My Coke Rewards card to your like ISIS wallet app. And I'm like, that's an unfortunate name for an app. So I don't know how old that is.
Oh, I used to have ISIS. They've changed it.
That one, yeah, they changed. It was one of the first Kickstarters that was a big success.
They changed the name of the app to I forget what it was.
Yeah, but I was like, oof.
It was ISIS wallet now.
Unfortunate. Yeah. Well, they still have those stickers on them all over the place. But we get to Arcade Legacy. It was like $5 for an hour and $10 for unlimited play. And it had a whole bunch of old arcade games. A lot of them just seem restored. Like they had the X-Men game. Mm-hmm. But rather than having like the original monitor, it looks like they just opened it up and put like two like CT or like
CRT monitors
CRT
in there.
Monitors in
I
there.
Think that's the way it always looked.
Oh, okay. It didn't have any sound either. That's why I think it was probably restored. I remember the game having sound when I was a kid.
Me and Danny were each playing two characters in the game because
everything is there's no coins or anything, so you just push a button 45 times and you have 45 lives. And but besides that, we played a bunch of different arcade games like Silent Scope, like shooter games, played Dive Kick. But they also have consoles hooked up to televisions and monitors and stuff. And then I have a whole game library. So all you have to do is give them an ID and you can borrow a game, a controller, and play whatever the hell you want. So they had PS4s, and I'm like, well, let's see what this Bloodborne is all about. And I only played it for like 20 or 30 minutes, so I didn't get a real good feel for what the game is. Part of the reason I stopped so much is because there was a dude like backseat driving me through the game.
I took a picture of it. God. It's one of the pictures I put on there.
Because when the first time you die, you go to this place called the Hunter's Dream, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it because it's just this area. It's a little circle. And they bring you there because these little things give you your weapons. They basically build you up to die right away. There's like this big wolf thing. You have no weapons. You're just punching it, and you're doing like 3 damage. And then you eventually die and end up in the Hunter's Dream. And that's when these things give you weapons. And then you're supposed to leave and go back and fight it again. But it didn't, like any game from Dark Souls or Dark... like it doesn't explain itself at all to you. So I'm like running around like, where's the exit? Where's the exit? Where is the exit? And finally this guy's like, you having some trouble? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to get out. And he's like, oh, just there's a tombstone you have to talk to. I'm like, never would have figured that out. But then he's like, okay, so now you're back in the city. Oh, there's a lever somewhere around here. And I'm like, thanks. I'm like, be careful. There's like an ogre guy coming up. And I'm like, oh my God. So... And then my monitor didn't have any sound, and I had to sit across. I was like sitting across from a bunch of people playing like NBA Jam or something like that.
NBA.
Oh God!
And it was loud as hell.
Yeah, it was really loud. So I mean, I got an FEO for it. It's really just very similar to Dark Souls, sort of. Well, like a very different atmosphere, very gritty sort of London.
It's like Victorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to use a gun.
Yeah, you get like a. Gun and you get to pick what your weapon was, but I picked the one they show in the movie. It's like that weird thing that like flips out, like it looks like a giant like switchblade or something.
Really?
Have you never seen the trailer?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had everything there. We played a lot of ping pong, me and my nephew did. And then my nephew took turns beating me and Danny at Dive Kick, which ended up being pretty fun. And then
Did they have the video pinball machine out?
They did. One
it wasn't on the Pinball FX2 machine.
Yeah.
It wasn't on though on the pinball wall.
The thing about free arcades is when I was a kid, like we would go to the arcade and be like, oh my God, what if we had infinite fucking quarters? Like we would destroy X-Men. And then X-Men came out on Xbox Live Arcade, and me and my friend bought it. We invited like 2 other people over, and we played it. And we're like, this is zero fun because you just press continue every time you die.
Right.
That's you don't have any. There's a reason you have to put quarters in those arcade games.
There's no incentive to play well. I was just kind of sitting there like, attack, attack, attack.
Right.
Attack,
well, I was like, attack. You know, Cyclops. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm just going to die so I come back with all the superpower.
Yep, you got your 3 supers.
You got to play the right games at those places. Like, fighting games are cool, racing games.
Right.
And then on the back wall, they had 2 different projectors set up. On one, it was a Wii U with Mario Kart and Smash Brothers throughout the night. Then on the other one, it was Rock Band with the guitars and the keyboard sitting out.
Yeah, they always got Rock Band set up.
They didn't have drums, though. They just had the keyboard.
And 2 guitars.
You can ask for the drums, I think, if you go up there.
We're too lazy.
What GameWorks in Newport on Levy does it really well is like they have their all you can play for $20, but the card they give you, it's like on a timer. So like... you can swipe it like every like 5 minutes or whatever. So like if you're dying, like if you play longer than 5 minutes, you can instantly come back. But if you die, you have to wait.
It's got kind of like that free to play hook on it.
Cool. When I was doing a GameWorks, I don't know if I would say 5 minutes. I think it was like maybe like a minute or
yeah, maybe it was, there was like just that. A timer on it, so you couldn't instantly just come back.
Yeah, it was like
it would
really hard because I met someone there. while I was doing the Unlimited Games play, and we decided to try to play like a two-player shooter together. And so it was a real, near the end, it was real weird, awkward, like, no, I can't swipe yet. I can't swipe yet. Just stay alive for like 30 seconds. No, it's just we were just trying to...
really weird at the end.
Well, I mean, you get to the final boss and you basically die like every 2 minutes. Just inescapably.
Like we were on Magneto at the end of that X-Men game.
And then you guys were holding hands.
Then we were holding hands.
Yeah. So tell me about Axiom.
Okay. I thought you guys were done with that. I only played like a few hours of it last night, but it's pretty cool.
What kind of game is it?
It's kind of like a Metroid-like kind of game. But it's got like an H.R. Geiger / Bitcore kind of
dildo alien fetish.
Yeah, I don't know. So like, it's got these like H.R. Geiger-ish looking aliens with like all this like, you know, 8-bit distortion and stuff around them. Mm-hmm. You get this gun that lets you like shoot these like waves at the monsters, and it'll like, I forget what it's called, like the code inducer gun or whatever, and it like switches their code around. So, you can take one monster that spits out enemies and it'll start spitting out health. Or there's just all kinds of crazy shit.
You're
you
like can do rewriting with it. Their genetic code.
Right, but they're not, it seems to all take place inside a computer. Oh, or something.
So you're rewriting their like actual computer, yeah. Like their programming.
I'm not real sure what's going on in it.
It makes them go turbo.
Yeah, you start out, you're the scientist in a lab, you're doing something with lasers, something explodes.
It goes all Tron on you?
Yeah, and then it goes kind of Tronish. So it's kind of an interesting plot.
Cool. Sounds pretty cool. What is that on PSN as well?
Yeah, I think that's like a PSN exclusive for now. But it's really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you give up on Dragon Age? You done?
Yeah. Fuck that game.
So amazing.
I was sitting there about to put it in. I was like, let's see what's on PSN. I don't want to wander around there anymore.
Yeah.
Listen.
Fair enough. You just got to beeline it through the main quest, man. Yeah. I played some Destiny, obviously, with Danny. Started playing Diablo 3 again because it was on sale, so I rebought it.
50% off.
And I beat the game and started the expansion because I haven't played the expansion yet. Mm-hmm. Project Eternity came out, so I've been... Well, I was balls deep into it for about a day, and I put it on the back burner until the fucking patch comes out. Because I was victim of one of the, like, each race has, like, racial bonuses, and there's a trait, if you double-click on the equipment to equip your guy, it wipes all those racial bonuses.
Oh, I read about that. That sucks.
So, I was, like, 20 hours into the game and did not have, like, a save that was not corrupted. So...
Because you didn't realize at first what happened. Yeah,
because I had no idea. And, I looked and like half my characters were fucked up, like my party members. So
are you talking about Pillars of Eternity?
Yeah.
Okay. You said Project Eternity.
Sorry. That's what they called it when it was kickstarted. Right. That's what us old school, you know,
it took me a minute.
Hipster Eternity kids call it Project.
I played it when it's called Project Eternity.
Yeah. But Obsidian's has a patch that's supposed to roll out this week. So I'll start playing it again once the patch hits. But, I've been enjoying other games though. So it's been nice.
Played Neverwinter Nights, right?
Oh yeah, I played Neverwinter. The
Neverwinter Nights is that game on Xbox 360.
It's the first free to play MMO or first MMO I think to come to the Xbox One. It's actually really, really, really good. I really enjoy it. It plays like Dragon Age 2. I would say the combat is that Dragon Age 2 kind of like you're pressing buttons to attack.
The hack and slashy one, right?
Yeah. Somewhere. And you've got like different abilities. It plays very much like a console game and not like, you know, World of Warcraft or EverQuest where you just click to attack and stand there kind of deal. The controls are very intuitive. The quest system, you can't get experience by killing monsters. So there's no grinding. You only get experience through completing quests. So in that sense, the game always has a story quest for you to do. So you're always leveling up and continuing. It's like level 60, I think, is the cap. I played it for like 3 days and got to 20. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. It definitely throws the like free-to-play stuff in your face all the time. Like I'll like be on a quest and like the main bad guy in the dungeon will drop like a purple chest, and like you look at the chest and it tells you all the cool stuff that could be in the chest. I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. So I go to open it and they're like, it requires a key that you have to buy, but you can buy a 10 pack of keys. But you know what? I've never opened one of those chests. I've never had any problems. Like, I've never had any problems with the game. And I looked it up. Like, there's a consensus online that it's actually one of the better free to play because you literally at no point need to ever spend money, because they give you enough like equipment and stuff that, like I said, I've never not been able to complete a quest on my
own. How much is a key?
I don't know. I didn't even look, because that was my thing. Like, I really enjoy the game, so I could see myself being like, oh, maybe I'll buy a key to a chest. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to look, because it's free to play and I'm going to keep it that way. Cool. Yeah, it's really good. So if you have an Xbox One and you just want like a free time waster, it's pretty good. It's solid enough that as an MMO, the story is cool enough that you'll play for the story and not play it for it being an MMO. Mm-hmm. And it's Dungeons and Dragons. So if you ever played old school D&D, you'll see a lot of familiar characters and stuff. And every other person you come across is named Drizzt with two Z's, Drizzt three Z's, Drizzt four Z's. So,
other than the property, is there any relation at all to like Neverwinter Nights and those old PC games?
There's actually more directed with the actual Dungeons and Dragons, the game state as it is now. They rolled it out when 4th edition was in its heyday, and then the events in the game have followed it to 5th edition. And when they release a campaign, like one of the first 5th edition campaigns is called Tyranny of Dragons, they also released it for Neverwinter, so you can play through the events of the pen and paper campaign online, and it like coexists, and it's like in the same world and stuff. So you'll like, if you've played the pen and paper campaign, you're like, oh, there's like the cult of the blue dragon, like I know what those guys are, blah blah blah. So and from what I've read for the community, every time Wizards rolls out a new module for 5th edition, they try to put a new campaign to coincide in the MMO with it. So it's definitely, if you're a fan of D&D, it's a no-brainer for free.
Yeah, I just meant, is anybody from BioWare involved in it?
Like, no, it's a different studio. Okay. Yeah, BioWare, they've moved on to their, when they're like, why are we paying royalties to Star Wars and Dungeons and Dragons? Let's make Dragon Age and
Mass Effect.
We don't not have to pay royalties.
Yeah, pretty smart. Oh, I also played a bunch of Resident Evil Revelations 2 again. The raid mode, they're starting to add like a whole bunch of stuff to it. Like, they just integrated it with ResidentEvil.net.
Is it like paid DLC, or is it just free with what you already have?
No, it's free with what I bought the season pass. So, okay, cool. Like, I get everything. But yeah, they started adding like these daily events to the game for the raid mode, and got lots of cool shit in it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I'm still like on chapter 3 or whatever I was when I last
talked about it,
because I've just been playing the raid mode all the time.
Are all the episodes out yet?
Yep, I think so. And they just released a couple of extra episodes.
Yeah, that's quick.
Cordelia actually doesn't like to play through the main game. I don't know. It's darker, and I don't think she likes the asymmetrical co-op aspect of it. So yeah, we just play raid mode all the time.
The storyline is darker?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not as silly as 5 was, so...
Yeah, 5 was... I was never even remotely terrified at any point in the game.
Yeah, and this is a lot, like, more, like, crunching in, like, dark and beaten down shacks that are in while it's raining outside in the woods and shit, so...
Can't wait for all 5 episodes to come out. Might consider buying it then.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Well, what news we got then?
I didn't get to aggregate much news this week.
Well, it's a new month. We can just go.
I have some pretty big news that we haven't talked about. The fucking Zelda not coming out in 2015. You know, when I bought the Wii U and, you know, Allie got it for me for Christmas and got the Zelda Wind Waker edition, I was like, you know, she's like, what games do you want? I'm like, well, there's not a lot of games out right now. I was like, let's get 3D Land. But I know like Zelda U's been announced, so it's going to come out next year. It'll all come together and pay off. Fuck you, Nintendo. Another year of dust settling on my Wii. I mean, when I have more than 2 people come over, we play Smash Brothers, which is entertaining, but hardly justifies the purchase. I want a fucking game to play on that system that's not a multiplayer party game.
With the update, they didn't even give it like a projective date of when it would come out. They're just like, oh, it's not going to happen in 2015.
Well, there's all this speculation.
It's going to be on their next console.
Yeah, there's all this speculation. They're coming out with a new piece of hardware, and it's going to be on that.
What they'll do is they'll probably do what they did with Twilight Princess. We'll have like half a version on Wii U and then the definitive version on their new system.
That makes a lot of sense because it takes them years to develop a Zelda game, and they don't have years left on that system on the Wii U. I don't think.
Yeah, no.
How does it seems like Nintendo goes through consoles faster than everyone else?
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Well, the Wii was around for a very long time. They got a lot of mileage.
Only as long
out of the
Wii. As Xbox 360 and
well, they PS3. Were around for almost 10 years.
I know. I'm just saying if Nintendo has to come out with three different consoles in the same period that PlayStation and Microsoft come out with two consoles, it's going to be a...
Yeah,
it's not so bad. 3-2.
It's just the beginning of the curve, though, Matt. Who knows? it's just an indication of how much farther behind their... hardware is than the rest of the
place. Well, they've never been about hardware. If their next system is like on par with Xbox One, the PS4, I'd be really surprised. I can only imagine that their next system will probably be a minute step up from the Wii U, and it'll have a gimmick attached to it.
It's so there are just some real problems that they need to fix. I'm waiting for them to catch up is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they need to work on their network stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Their UI.
I guarantee you the new Wii U 2 or whatever it is, it'll have like a total flat panel tablet. It'll integrate their mobile games that they're making so you can play those integrated on their touch tablet. And I bet it doesn't have controls on it at all. Because if you remember, we talked about, or maybe it was on Kotaku, when they had some screens of like some upcoming Wii U games in the advertisement, they had a different Wii U pad on there. So I think we'll see a Wii U XL or whatever, and then the new system.
Yeah, I remember that. I forgot about that. Yeah. I wonder if that's just what the new system they're talking about is. It's like an upgraded Wii U.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll do like a Wii U XL right before the next, because that's what they did with the... With like the 2DS, they pushed those out right before they announced like the new 3DS. And I think they'll do that to push some Wii U games. And then right after the next Wii U XL comes out, they'll announce Wii U 2 or whatever. I hope it's called Wii U 2. Wii U 2.
Wii U 2.
But anyway, I'm pissed off about it. Fuck you, Nintendo. Where's my Zelda game at?
That sucks.
It's what you guys needed last year. Yeah. And you're not going to have it till 2016. We sit here in this room. We're like, what does Nintendo need for 2014? We're like, well, they definitely need Zelda. They'll have it in 2015, so at least they'll save it there. No, 2016. What is that, 4 years without a main party Zelda game?
Is Twilight Princess the last one?
No.
Skyward Sword. But that was like, what, 2008? 2009?
That was on Wii.
I think that was 2009.
Yeah.
Maybe 2010?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it got slammed by critics.
Right.
Like, people seem to like it all right, but...
I mean, before that, Twilight Princess, and before Twilight Princess, you had...
Wind Waker.
I mean,
which people hated at first, and now people like love it. It's like their favorite one.
I've played a little bit of Skyward Sword. I don't think it's terrible. I think the game, just any Wii game, is exhausting to me, where I have to like sit up straight and like wiggle my arms through the air and stuff like that.
I did not have that. We talked about this before on another podcast. I had a unique Wii experience, and I'm fat, so like. I don't know what it is.
I have to like sit up. I can't like slouch, or I can't be like leaning, because then like the controls get all weird on me.
I mean, I do understand. That was one of my problems with the Wii. Is like, I want to play a video game. If I want to play sports, I go the fuck outside. I want to move my two thumbs and lay on the couch.
I mean, I played it on a shitty futon that like you couldn't really sit up on for very long without like sliding down. So I don't know what it is.
It's just. I find it much more exerting than any other video game I've played.
Yeah.
The most interesting news story I saw this week was I always go to the website called firstshowing.net to watch movie trailers that are coming out and stuff. Yeah. And they have like little tidbits they post sometimes. Well, apparently they posted a story about Back to the Future 4 being in production, mm-hmm. and some of the people connected to it.
And the next day it was gone, and it's like rumored there was like a cease and desist letter, and they like kind of just like hinted at what it'd be about. And everybody that's coming back, like it's everybody but Michael J. Fox. But I don't know, I was excited for that. That's more of a rumor mill than a news.
That's super rumor. I refuse to believe it.
Yeah.
2011 for Skyward Sword.
Okay. So.
Yep. So like.
5 years.
5 years.
That's yeah, a long yeah. fucking time.
Yeah.
And then, but I mean, one thing we talk about, it's the first of the month was last week. So all the free games came out.
It's a double month for Xbox.
I always look forward to that. Xbox One got Pool Nation and Child of Light, which is something I actually wanted to check out.
I heard Child of Light's really good.
Yeah, we're playing through that right now slowly.
And then Xbox 360 got Terraria, which is like 2D Minecraft.
We're also playing that.
Yeah, I figured you would be. And then Gears of War Judgment, which I didn't even realize was a game until recently.
It's really good.
Say what you will. One of my favorite series for 360 was probably Gears of War. I played Gears of War 2 and 3.
I did.
And I think Judgment. And I usually waited till I could buy them at GameStop used because it only take like a couple days to beat and take them back.
I didn't realize they ever made a Gears of War after 3.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Judgment the one that takes like you're the girl or whatever?
No, it's the prequel before Marcus gets arrested at the end. Like, and the way it works is you're going through and it's like the prequel to the whole series. But every once in a while you'll find a cog on a wall and like you take that and it's a flashback to like a prior engagement that happened during Emergence Day, and like you'll play through different people with each engagement.
That's pretty cool.
And it's really fun.
So I mean, I'll probably check. And then in the middle of the month, they're going to come out with more games. I forget what they are though.
It's a double month for, I think, Xbox, maybe PS4 too. So.
Yeah. I don't know what the, I was on my PlayStation 3 cause I was checking out the free games, and I know that they had Sherlock Holmes, like Crime and Punishment. But I just realized my PSN expired. And I'm like, oh, does that mean I can't? And I'm like, nope. Can't play any of the games I've downloaded over
out of the
like,
club.
The
I wanted to download that and I was out of space and I don't have anything else I can delete. Same thing with Yakuza 4 last month.
I'm like, do I buy another
Can
membership?
You buy it and not download it? Can you just hit?
Yeah, I can do
okay,
that.
Okay, make sure you do
like,
that, but yeah.
Yeah, I did that, but.
But I was. It just upsets me. I'm like, damn it.
My Xbox One hard drive is starting to get up there. I've noticed I'm at like
the problem is
60 or 70%, and it's got a 500 gig hard drive.
Jesus.
Well, the problem with Xbox One is it forces you to install every game you play.
Yeah.
Like, and on Xbox 360, it was like an option.
I need to go back and figure out how to erase game data without erasing saves.
You can do it. You just hit the menu button on your games list.
Okay.
And it'll ask you.
I'll uninstall some older games.
You can uninstall Tyler, uninstall Tyler Land info.
That's cool.
Yeah, because mine's like halfway full too, because I have like Wolfenstein and Dead Rising 3 installed, and I'm sure I can uninstall those now.
I read some stuff that Gears of War 4 is coming along pretty well, so we should see that soon.
Are they still making Fortnite?
Huh?
Is Epic still making Fortnite?
I don't know what that is.
That was supposed to be the game that came after Gears of War Judgment. It's supposed to be like Minecraft-esque in the sense you would build and prepare during the day, and then you'd fight and fend off like a mix between like Gears of War and a tower shooter. What is it? A tower defense.
Yeah.
I heard a lot about it a while back, but I haven't heard about it since.
I've never played any of those.
Gears of War?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun.
No way, dude.
Yeah, just never.
They are fun, especially co-op. Two people co-oping.
Yeah.
They're really weird. It's
almost like playing through Resident Evil. I would say it's like that third-party, like third-person shooter kind of deal.
Duck and cover kind of lot.
I generally like third-person shooters better, so I don't know. I'm interested in playing it.
What else we got in the news?
So Konami came out and kind of tried to address what the deal with
Kojima
being missing was. You know, did you hear about that? They took his Kojima Productions logo off of all the Metal Gear Solid stuff and like apparently like fired a bunch of people, and he hasn't been allowed to tweet or do anything in like a couple months.
Really?
Yeah. So
what happened?
They said that he's still a Konami employee devoted with all his energy to Metal Gear Solid 5, but they wouldn't like respond to any other questions. Like,
so basically he like tried to quit and they like locked him in the basement forcing him to make Metal Gear Solid 5.
I wouldn't be surprised at Japanese companies if that was legal.
And after it's done, he has to commit seppuku.
Yeah, one of the interviewers asked if there was any truth to the rumor that the staff are being restricted in their email and internet use, and they said that it's true that there's an organizational change going on, but and things are being changed, but they didn't answer the question. So why aren't they allowed to tweet after work? Mm-hmm. So
Kojima's gonna have an accident after Metal Gear Solid.
Maybe they're just trying to be really secretive with the plot and stuff, so they've had problems with leaks or something in the past. I don't know, man.
All the leaks in the past have come from him, like, directly. Like,
maybe that's why they're like, you better not talk to anybody.
I don't know. Maybe they're just sick of his brand of crazy.
Yeah.
Is he still connected to that Silent Hill game?
Yeah, apparently. Supposedly, but, like, I don't know. That was really good, the PT thing. I don't know if you... Is that out for Xbox?
No, it's only on PS4. But I watched it on YouTube, so...
Yeah, that was really good. I played through that whole thing.
With Norman Reedus at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It gets a little weird to figure out what to do. Like, you kind of have to look up some stuff on the internet. But, I don't know, it was still interesting.
Are you guys still playing Marvel Puzzle Quest? Is that a thing? Are you doing that right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Kingpin is the... the PvP prize right now, and I've missed the last 2 4-stars. So
how excited are you guys for Friday?
Daredevil
season one. I read her review of the first 5 episodes.
The one you posted?
Yeah, and they just gushed on it. So it's supposed to be the best superhero to TV adaption.
I don't like Daredevil.
I think it's hilarious that he just wears like a knit cap over his eyes, and, like, that's his costume.
well, you can only see his mouth. It's like a Batman costume.
I know. I'm just, I just think it's weird. I think it's I think it's funny because I imagine that if he wanted to do something, he could just wear a normal mask. But like by like wearing a knit cap over his eyes, it's like almost giving away that he doesn't really need to see.
Well, I imagine there's like a shit ton of blind people in New York City, and it's probably weird and intimidating when there's somebody that clearly is not even looking at you, is breaking your legs.
Yeah.
I actually did a lot of YouTubing because Charlie was on spring break. So I finished the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which it got really good the last 3 episodes of that season.
That was the thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. It was really shitty for like the first like 8 episodes or something.
It got good, and I can't wait for season 2. So.
Yeah, I don't know what they're
Season 2 already started, didn't it?
Well, it's not
on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It's only like the last 5 episodes on Hulu. And besides that, The Cobbler. You guys have to watch The Cobbler with Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. My daughter really wants to watch that. No.
Don't let your daughter watch it. Like, really? Don't let her watch it because it's not an Adam Sandler movie. Like, for about the first 30 minutes, it's kind of like dorky and dumb. But there hits a point in the middle where it just like it's a whole different movie.
But is that in theaters right now?
No, it was like, it's not super like a big budget title, so it was on VOD like the day it came out. Okay. But like, if you want, I can tell you about it, but I think like...
Are you always trying to get us to watch Adam Sandler movies?
Yeah, I'm good, think so.
Yeah, dude, just...
There's this one movie called The Remote.
Yeah, trust me, you'll like The Cobbler if you watch it.
Mm. Anyway, Daredevil was supposed to be really good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I watched a little bunch more Powers.
Are you liking it? Is it getting better?
It is, yeah. I'm definitely getting more into it. I don't want to, like, I can't really say much about it. Yeah.
Did they save the cheerleader yet? I'm just fucking.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, about Heroes. Reference.
Yeah.
It's very different than Heroes. Yeah.
There's apparently going to be a Star Trek Green Lantern crossover comic coming out.
They do, like, stupid crossovers.
Yeah.
Me and Allie just caught up a little bit on Walking Dead, like finally finished the 4th season. We just started the 5th season, so we're like 5 episodes in.
What happens? 4th season is the prison.
Yeah, like the governor gets killed and they go to Terminus at the end.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, that's as far as I've watched because that's all that's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I've seen so far.
With Eugene and Abraham and everything. And I've like read the comics, so I know like what those characters are and stuff. But the show's starting to kind of wear on me because it's got to the point where zombies are no longer like a threat or scary. I think when that happens in a show about zombies, that it gets, they're like, well, people are scary now. People are the monster. Motherfucker, I can watch any fucking show on TV with shitty fucking people killing people in it.
I just think it's interesting how like that group are like the heroes, but they're like totally running into and destroying like any semblance of civilization they come across, just because it's like not
well.
Perfect.
The Terminus people was full of like they were all cannibals,
right? But I mean, I don't know. If you go back far enough in human history, I bet there's all kinds of fucked up shit that our civilization is based on, you know, started with. So I don't know. That's why I keep watching it.
They did the whole thing where like they make you like the governor and then he like goes crazy again. I'm like, come on. So you're going to do like 3 episodes where he's like a good like dude again. Like don't have him for just no reason all of a sudden turn crazy town. But, you know, I'll finish out the 5th season. I'll see. I heard the end of the 5th season is really good, so we'll see.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I heard people are all pissed off at it after the 5th season.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
I imagine their favorite characters died. Yeah. Maybe Daryl's dead.
And Glenn's supposed to be dead, right, by now in the comic books?
Yeah. But also,
he gets
like,
killed in Terminus, right?
No, he's alive in the show.
No, I mean in the comics.
No,
in
the comics he gets killed in DC. They make it to DC and this like biker gang. It's very convoluted. There's like five settlements in DC and like 5 different cities. And like Rick and his gang, like they take over one of the settlements. He kind of becomes like the new governor of this like settlement. But there's this biker gang. And there's a leader named Negan or whatever, and they're like a couple hundred like vets and like bikers and stuff, and they go to each of the towns and they demand tribute or whatever. And so like
food and money or like
riches, like food and like medicine and stuff.
Okay.
And like Glenn and Maggie and them go out on a run or whatever, and Negan like captures them, and like so he takes them and like puts them in front of the town. He's kind of like, give us some food and you get your people back. And Rick's like, fuck you. And then like he just beats Glenn's head in with a baseball bat.
Okay.
But it's really sad because like he hits him in the head with a baseball bat and he's like half his face is caved in. He's like, Maggie, like bleeding everywhere. It's
yeah,
like,
I've seen that
shit.
I saw the comic still from that. Somebody posted that on the episode where they went to Terminus.
Yeah.
But that's why I thought he died in Terminus.
But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be better. Like in the comic, like Andrea's still alive, and like her and Rick are like boning. I think Carl has one eye, and Rick has one. Rick gets his hand cut off in like issue 40, so like 60 issues later. They said they didn't want to take his hand off in the show because they didn't want to do the special effects every episode, which makes sense.
Yeah.
That's probably half
the
budget.
Save him some money. Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, I just kind of disappointed because at this point in the show, it's like nobody gives a shit about zombies. It's like what stupid people can they run into? I know we're the only people left on Earth, but I'm going to rape and eat you. Great.
They should set the next season in the Cincinnati Mills Mall.
Arcade Legacy.
I think that's... Oh, the Fire Emblem. That's the other thing we had.
That's pretty cool. I'm on the
Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I'm on the Fire Emblem subreddit. A lot of people are bitching and moaning, but you know Pokemon does it. Like, it takes, like, 8,000 fucking years between Fire Emblem games. So if they want to put out 2 at the same time, like I'll buy and play. If there's significant like difference in content, I'll buy both. If there's not, I'll just buy one.
Yeah. Someone's forcing you to buy both of them.
Yeah. So from what I read, there is a significant difference in the story and stuff. So I'll probably buy both and enjoy them. Yeah. So I know there's 2 coming to the U.S. I don't know if the other 2, I don't know how many versions or whatever.
Yeah, I think they said there'll be like 3 coming to the U.S., but 1 will be digital only.
Mm-hmm.
And both, they said both the retail ones would come with the 4th one as DLC. I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, if you haven't heard, the new Fire Emblem is coming out on 3DS next year. There's going to be more than 1 version. And like the 2 definitive versions that are coming to the U.S., one, the game is about 2 warring nations. One's like a medieval European nation, and the other is like a feudal Japanese nation. And so depending on which version of the game you buy, your hero is enlisted in that army, and they have to fight the other army. And this is the first time in a Fire Emblem game that... you are the main character. Like in Fire Emblem, the last one that come out, Crom is the main character, even though you make your own dude and plays to it. It's all Crom's story. But in this one, the story is all about you. So
yeah. What was interesting about that Fire Emblem actually was you were always a character in the game, but you were like the tactician. So I played a couple of the other Fire Emblem games, and you would sometimes have like a little avatar that would move around the map, but you never talked or anything like that.
Yeah.
They would just go like, give us your plan, and then you'd run into a tent, and then you just see the whole map with all the other characters.
I want you to run at that guy. So, stop three spaces before him because he's going to get tired and not going to be able to run all the way at you and stab you.
So I thought it was really interesting in the latest Fire Emblem game that the character you create is actually incredibly relevant to the gameplay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So, and I think we'll see more evolution of like the friendship system and everything. So it'll be good. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'll buy both because I'm a Fire Emblem whore. And I'm actually contemplating on just waiting to buy the new 3DS because I know there'll be a new 3DS bundle for Fire Emblem. They did, unless they pull, they could do a 3DS XL bundle, but hopefully they wouldn't do that to us.
A new 3DS XL bundle? Would you do that?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
I've been wanting to get a new 3DS, but...
You don't want to get the 3DS XL? The new 3DS XL?
Yeah, I want that one.
Okay.
When I say new 3DS, I'm only talking about the one model that's available in the U.S.
God damn it, Nintendo. Yeah. It's so fucking confusing.
But anyway, I'm sure there'll be a new 3DS XL bundle with the new Fire Emblem, so I might just wait until that comes out.
Sounds like a plan.
That's not confusing at all.
Has anybody played with one yet? The new 3DS XL?
Yeah, I played with it.
Yeah, I was not expecting the whole thing to be metal, like how it's all.
It feels really nice. The 3D tracking worked pretty well, not as well as everyone said it did, but.
Well, the one that I played with, it seemed to work really well.
I don't know. Maybe it was just too bright in the store, or I don't know.
How far away from it were you? Were you like holding it all the way up here?
No, it was pretty far away from my face. Lift it up that high because it's attached to the...
The one at Target had a pretty long thing on it, so I was able to play with it like up to my face, how I would probably play the game, and it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah. Just browsing through Kotaku, and every third article is fucking about Bloodborne.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened when I tried to look for stories 10 minutes before the show. So I'm sure if you go back like a week ago, that something actually happened that we missed. But
no, I haven't found anything yet.
But I think we hit the main big ones.
Apparently, let me finish reading this article, but there might be a Shin Megami versus Fire Emblem game coming out.
That's been in the works for a very long time. From what I understand, it's definitely coming out.
One of the first episodes I listened to, James gave away a copy of Shin Megami Tensei 4, I believe it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
I still haven't finished that game. Yeah, I'm notoriously bad at handheld games.
You never finished it, right? You just got sick of it.
Yeah. It was not my cup of tea. I like Japanese RPGs, but it was very I like a very dedicated story, and it wasn't the story. It wasn't really.
No, it wasn't. It was a lot different from the Persona series.
Oh, there's an egg amiibo.
That was an April Fool's
Day. Oh.
Damn it.
That's the other thing.
Fucking
is that
hate
you,
the
you
internet.
Can't,
on April
you,
Fools.
Can't, you can't even read like half the articles that came out between now and like the last time we did it because they're all like April Fool's Day.
Yeah, fuck. Let's just assume nothing else happened.
Did you guys see any good April Fool's jokes? I didn't really pay attention to the internet this year.
There's no such thing as a good April Fool's joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Google Maps. You could play Pac-Man on it. Like the roads were like.
Yeah, the paths.
I hate April Fools. Has anybody played the new Final Fantasy game? No, I guess we have
15 demo. I haven't gotten around to it now.
Did you guys all watch the movie?
Yep.
No, I didn't have time to watch it.
I got like
I was playing Destiny.
I think
that would have crunched into my Destiny.
We're not going to burn that. That's a really good one. We're not going to burn it on this
show.
That's
a really good one.
Yeah, it is. It's really good for us, I think. Right. But there's tons to say about it.
I mean, I've seen it before. I've seen it multiple times.
All right. Well, did you watch?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it before too. So watched about 80% of
it. Let's start off telling us about the movie and kind of go through the plot so people listening at home.
Right, so we're talking about Leprechaun 5 in the hood.
I would say, I was telling to them earlier, I wish we'd done Leprechaun in Space, because Leprechaun in Space, Leprechaun 4, they were still trying to make horror movies, and it wasn't meant to be a comedy. So it wasn't as much of the low-hanging fruit as in Leprechaun 5, when they're like, fuck this series. Let's make some racial stereotype.
It is. It's more like one of those like scary movies than an actual. Yeah.
So, like,
it's just a series of skits kind of put together.
Like, we've gotten some replies that we should probably talk more about the plot. I originally thought people might want to actually see the movie after listening to us talk about it, so we didn't want to spoil too much. But I guess no one would ever really want to see the movies we watch most of the time.
And I don't think we would ruin them by telling them the plot. If they're going to get something out of Sleepaway Camp 2, us telling them the plot isn't going to diminish that experience.
Yeah.
But,
pretty much.
The story opens up with two guys breaking into a boarded up subway tunnel or something like that.
In the 70s. They're all pimped out.
It was definitely the 70s.
Lip in the hood, up to no good.
Which is, it doesn't make any sense. Didn't the original Leprechaun movie come out in like the 80s?
It did. So that must have happened like before then. And then he went to Ireland and then came back.
Well, pretty much every one of them starts out the same way, to where he's been imprisoned in some sort.
He's a magical leprechaun. Okay. Time and space probably aren't the same thing to him.
That was the first problem I had with the movie, is that I've seen the first one and I've seen the fifth one.
I was in the same boat.
Just think about the fourth one. He is in fucking space. Okay? It's in the future in space.
So
I wasn't sure how he got from space to Earth in the 1970s.
When you get into the movie, they find a pot of gold and you see a leprechaun, but he's turned into stone wearing this gold necklace.
Right.
Bling, if you will.
Some bling, yeah.
So one of the black guys reaches in with the guys with the afro. He reaches and he pulls out this magic flute from the pot of gold. Meanwhile, the other guy takes the necklace off the leprechaun. And then that's when the leprechaun turns back into a leprechaun. So I assumed that at the end of like Leprechaun 2 or Leprechaun 3 or Leprechaun 4,
in space,
they had some sort of magical amulet that they
found
and put it on him. And like, so it was like, that was the continuation. Like they found, like he, someone came up with this magical necklace that turned him into stone. And then they found him later on and took it off him. But I'm like, but it's in the 70s.
I don't think they're that good with continuity.
So there's no continuity in the series whatsoever. Good to know. I don't have to worry about that.
Also, I think maybe there's multiple leprechauns. They just all look the same.
Yeah. But there is Mac Daddy is the name of the guy that gets the flute.
Ice-T
is clearly the peak of his career.
No, it's a pre-SVU.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got another black guy with him who is kind of like his lackey, who also has an afro and happens to have a pick sticking out of his afro.
Right.
So very stereotypical. And then the leprechaun pulls the pick out of his hair and stabs him with it.
Right.
But Mac Daddy, Ice-T, luckily happens to get the necklace back on the leprechaun without even realizing that's what the necklace did.
Yeah.
He kind of like, the necklace fell on a seesaw, and he pushed the leprechaun backwards onto the other end of the seesaw. And so the seesaw popped the necklace up into the air, and it just landed around the leprechaun's neck again. And he's like, whew, that was lucky.
Yeah. So, yeah, he takes the flute and becomes like a...
becomes a popular... The flute apparently has the ability to enchant people to, like, listen to whatever you do or say or play. So I assume he made a bunch of music. And the flute seems to be silent, too.
Right, so, it's like a dog whistle.
Yeah, it's like a dog whistle. So I'm guessing he could make any, like, musical tape he wanted. And as long as the flute was playing in the background, it would sell, like, a million copies or something like that.
Right.
Because he becomes this really rich guy. Doesn't seem to spend any of the other leprechauns' gold, because he just has it sitting around later on in the show.
Well, he doesn't need it. He's got the flute to make himself rich.
So he gets rich off this flute. And fast forward to like the mid-90s, maybe. Yeah. We got a couple
present day.
We got a couple of G's in Compton trying to get into the rapping business.
Yeah, rap game with positivity.
they didn't want to do gangster rap. They didn't want to talk about smacking bitches or shooting up neighborhoods. They had a positive image. They talked about unity within their band members and rescuing the hood. Yeah.
They're going the Fresh Prince route.
And their names were Postmaster P.
Stray Boy.
Because his name is Postmaster P because he's delivering a positive message.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah. Stray Bullet is like
the gangster,
the token gangster one. And then Butch is like the smart one.
He's a virgin.
Yeah, he's also a virgin. At one point, Butch takes like an electric blanket and puts douche and some sort of lubricating gel on it and plugs that in and it catches on fire. So, and that he's like,
was that what happened during their rehearsal at the beginning when they were like trying to get the A&R guy to?
No, I don't think they put douche on.
I don't understand why the record player exploded.
Yeah, they had some sort. Well, they had some sort of. Fireworks set up to go off during the show, and they just
the classic hardcore rap pyrotechnics.
Yeah,
you see them at many of the rap shows.
Well, that's like
well, they pioneered it.
That's what his shtick was: is that he was like pyro and knew all these chemicals and stuff like that. They give you that
cook,
early on, but they go to Big Mac Daddy and ask to become a record deal, and he's like, all right, I'll make you deal with you, but you got to cut out all this fucking pussy positivity stuff. And they're like, I don't know if we can do that. And he's like, you know what? Fuck you then. Get the fuck out of here. But while they're in the office, you see that he has the leprechaun statue with him, which was smart, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't want to just leave that somewhere for someone else to take the necklace off.
Right, right.
So he's got this statue of a leprechaun with a necklace in the middle of his fucking office.
Right,
in, like,
right.
This little glass case.
Right. Which makes sense. You'd want it in the middle of the floor so you could keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
In the glass case. Makes sense.
I mean, yeah, people would just be like, oh, that's dude's weird leprechaun.
Yeah.
At least if he's hiding it, they don't find it. Be like, why is he hidden this weird leprechaun?
Damn it. What did they call it? Like a grass jockey or what did they? They called him like. He's like, he's got like, do you see the necklace he's got that on that grass jockey in his office?
Like a lawn like jockey?
That. Lawn jockey. That's what it is. Lawn jockey?
Yeah.
I thought it was like some racist word for Irish people that I'd never heard.
So I was like, what? Like, fucking mix and those fucking grass jockeys.
Fucking grass jockeys.
That's a new slang term for Irish people right there. That's a good one.
But that's where things never really go wrong is now they're all mad at Mac Daddy and they decide to break into his house and rob him.
Right, they go from being all about positivity to robbing
B&E.
The biggest thug.
Well,
in their
that is the influence of Stray Bullet. He is clearly not.
He's straying from the pack, if you will. He's just a stray bullet
stray
on the
bullet.
Street.
Yeah.
He's got no guidance, man. He could literally hit anyone.
My favorite part is it's literally just like four pieces of wood with glass between them forming a box. And the way they decide to break into it to get the necklace is hooking up like a bomb to it. So like they press a button and every pane of glass shatters at exactly the same time. Like you could have just taken a hammer and just smacked the shit out of the top of it and gotten the necklace that way.
Yeah. I don't know.
But they steal the gold and they steal the flute and they awaken the leprechaun. And then that's when they figure out the flute's power and they're like, now we can become record dealers too.
Then they shoot Mac Daddy. And
yeah, but I mean, what happened? He like had a bulletproof roof jacket on or something. He gets up like he never felt better in his entire life.
Survived getting shot, honestly.
What?
Like
no, but he goes downstairs.
He's like 50
walking
cent.
Around and.
Yeah. I think that was when 50 Cent was big, right?
And then he and the leprechaun share a joint for a scene there.
Yeah.
Lepping the hood up to no
then
good,
then it's
son.
Like, a friend with weed is a friend indeed. Because the leprechaun speaks in rhymes the entire time.
Well, of course he would. Yeah. Don't want to break the realism there.
Yeah.
They go and try to like pawn the.
They pawn the gold, and so the leprechaun kills the pawn shop owner to get his gold back. And then I don't know what they do with that Chinese guy. Did they give him some of the gold too?
Yeah, to buy party supplies.
They gave some gold to the Chinese guy, and then so the leprechaun comes and kills him too. Like basically everyone they talk to for the rest of the movie gets killed by this fucking leprechaun, while they just continue to run away from it.
It's kind of like the first one was anyway, also.
There's a pawnbroker that gets killed in there, too, the little coin collector guy.
But I thought the pawnbroker scene was just funny because the guy's name is Jackie C, and apparently the love of his life's name is Jackie D, like some woman named Jackie D. Like that, man, they're not trying to take this seriously at all. Oh, I forgot to mention, in the very beginning of the movie, when they both had, they still had the huge afros, the Ice-T fights the leprechaun by pulling a gun out of his afro and trying to shoot him with it, but then the leprechaun heats it up and he drops it. And then he pulls a knife out of his afro and he tries to stab him, but the leprechaun knocks it away. And then he pulls like a half bat, like one of those like mini bat out of his afro. And as soon as he pulled like the mini bat out of his afro, that's when I like paused the movie and checked to see how long it was. Like,
really? It wasn't when a guy pulled a gun out of his afro that it was unbelievable. It was a mini bat.
Yeah. I mean, like just that whole scene, I was like, how long is this? Am I really only 5 minutes into it right now? God damn it.
Oh, I watched that movie on VHS like the day it came out. I was like probably like 11 or 12. That was great.
Yeah.
I wanted to own the soundtrack.
I knew what I was in for. It was called In the Hood. It was clearly going to be the most stereotypical black comedy ever.
Yeah. By white people.
By white people, yes.
And who doesn't have a better understanding than black culture in movies than white people?
Exactly.
Was Jennifer Aniston in it?
No, there weren't any white people in it.
Yeah, there was no white people in the movie. That's it. That was the interesting thing. There was no
Warwick Davis is white and he's no a person. White
yeah, fuckers. You're right. Warwick Davis is the only white person in it.
Was it Warwick Davis or did they change it?
No, it was still Warwick Davis. Still Warwick.
That's what I asked him at Deep Ender earlier.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Who is Warwick Davis? Who did he
play? The leprechaun.
Oh, the leprechaun. Oh, well, of course. The leprechaun's not going to be a black guy.
Why not? Damn. You think they can be black
leprechauns? There's no black midgets.
There's no black leprechauns. No black Irish people.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the movie, Matt?
Oh, I thought it was great. Definitely would watch it again. Recommend it.
It was just a comedy. It wasn't even a horror movie.
It didn't have like a whole lot of like big rap from that era in it, though. Like,
no, it was all... Well, like, what is it? Coolio shows up in the middle of the movie for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like a video on demand, like straight to VHS. They probably didn't have the like money to pull in like actual music.
No.
Yeah, they could have pulled in like I don't know, like underground bands. Probably was like cheap though. That was going on.
There was
then.
Like three or four songs in it where they just like kind of improvise. Well, it's supposedly improvised, like a one or 2 minute song about what was
freestyle battle
going on.
No, there's the part where they sing "Jesus Loves Me" at the church and like turn it about. Turn into the hose and shit.
Yeah, but there was that also when they were practicing in the courtyard. But that was every song they sang was like basically the worst rap song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, all the rap.
There's like
was
no
terrible.
Production value gone into those lyrics at all.
That was disappointing. If it had a bigger budget and they'd been able to get like, I don't know,
like what was that like the babysitter, the movie? What was that?
The Babysitter.
Babysitter's Club?
What movie? Was that what is that what it
Babysitter's
was?
Babysitter's Club?
The one where there was a song in the middle of it. We watched it as an episode.
Adventures in Babysitting?
Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in
Babysitting. Thank
okay,
you,
that's
Itch.
Right. I totally couldn't remember.
I don't think I was here for that episode.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
I remember that being pretty good.
Hey, that had Thor in it, so that's a Marvel reference.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, it pretty much goes on from there. Everybody gets killed.
Does the leprechaun get put
Oh, they eventually, like, figure out how to kill the leprechaun by rolling up some clovers and some weed.
Joint, yeah.
A joint, and they give it to him, which knocks him out, and they steal the flute back from him.
He's grown a taste for the weed.
Yeah. And then the leprechaun ends up killing Stray Bullet and whatever the other dude's name was.
Postmaster P or Butch?
Which one?
Butch and Postmaster P, and not Postmaster P, Butch and Stray Bullet.
Yeah.
So Postmaster P and Mac Daddy end up teaming up to kill the leprechaun.
I wonder, I gotta find somewhere, I bet there's like an interview somewhere with Warwick Davis where he talks about how this has to be like the worst part in his life.
Well, he came back for the second one, right? So
Back to the Hood, and that's been recently. That
Back
was
to the
like,
Hood. It was only a few years later.
Yeah, was it really?
Yeah. Like 2004, I think. that came out in like 2001, 2002. No, it was before. It was like definitely pre 9/11. Yeah.
What garbage do we get to watch next week?
I think we do Leprechaun.
Don't
in
say
space,
Back
guys.
To the Hood.
Leprechoon in space.
Yeah, we'll do Leprechaun in space.
It's actually it's when they were still trying to make it horror, and that's what makes it so bad.
Might as well just watch Jason X at the same time.
I watched a really good movie we could do called Wolf Cop. It's
that was
recent.
On Netflix, wasn't it?
Yeah, I saw
that, and I was like briefing through, and I'm like, it was like a 2011 or 2013 movie.
Yeah. It's pretty recent.
I was like looking at it. I'm like, as soon as I saw the title, I'm like, this must have been from like 1978 or something like that. And I'm not even close. I'm like, I can't believe they would make a movie like that.
It's also kind of like a horror comedy.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, I don't know. It's got a good soundtrack and like
nice
visual design. Yeah.
Wolf Cop?
Yeah.
Wolf right, Cop.
It's kind of funny. Wolf has sex with a chick, like in a jail cell, to like this 80s like romantic song.
Is this supposed to be a comedy or is this supposed to be a horror?
It's a comedy. No, like it's consensual sex. Like the chick wants to have sex with him.
And the wolf wants to have sex with him.
Yeah.
Saying wolf, do you mean werewolf or is it actually just a wolf?
It's a werewolf, but like it's not like your typical like real crazy and kill everyone werewolf. He's a werewolf, but he knows right from wrong.
Okay, fine.
He can drive
a car. That's much better. I was imagining like a bestiality scene. I was like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can watch this movie, man.
he can kind of talk. Image.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, yeah. And he walks on two legs. And it's just like a hairy dude.
Just a hairy dude. I could be in this movie. Here we go.
Just to let you know, Warwick Davis was nominated for the Video Business Video Premiere Award for Best Actor in a Direct-to-Video Release that year.
What was the release?
It was 2000. March 28, 2000.
So he was nominated for that movie, which...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess they have like the really shitty Academy Awards for movies that just come straight to video. And he got nominated for best actor.
I did not know that was straight to video. That's depressing.
Leprechaun, I think they stopped being in the theater after 2. I can't imagine 3.
I was going to say, it kind of had that feeling like, I don't know, have you ever seen like the Nightmare on Elm Street TV show or the Friday the 13th TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Where like, if it didn't have the Leprechaun in it, I would have said it was supposed to have been like the Leprechaun TV show. Because, you know, those shows never had Freddy or Jason in them. It was always just kind of tangentially related to the plot of the movies.
All right. We got anything else to talk about?
No, I think that's it.
Sweet. So don't forget the contest for next time, guys. We want to do like a 2-week, give people some time to... Write some...
Flesh out their stories.
Yeah, write some raw dog, nasty Mario on Yoshi action.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. I remember sending that to NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com.
We will select the one that we feel is the best, most funniest story.
Or if you already have one written.
Yeah, just like, send a couple.
Send the link like to a...
Don't plagiarize, though. Tweet us. We will... fucking find out. I will do my research.
James' vast knowledge of slash fiction. Well, he'll know if you plagiarized or not.
Yeah, he'll know.
Try to keep it to the Mushroom Kingdom. I mean, if you want to have like some surprise like reveals towards the end with some other video game characters or whatever, that's fine.
No crossovers.
Well, what if it's like Mega Man comes out?
I guess that works because he's been
in Smash Brothers.
Yeah. If there's going to be a crossover, it has to at least have been like it has to be canon. Like you should have been canon in the game.
Okay. So you can't have like Master Chief come out and like rail fucking Princess Peach while Mario cries because he'll never be half the man. And he's really crying because he wants Master Chief to rail him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's crying and jerking it at the same time.
Right. Okay.
The whole tear loop situation.
We should just write it.
Who's to say the winner won't be one that I've written on a fake email and send in?
We look on it tomorrow. We have 5 entries that are all from James.
And remember, Cody with a K. Send us your info.
Oh, I think we have an email, don't we?
Oh, shit.
I object.
Pull
up that's up
that
to you.
Email shit.
No, right, someone forwarded a message to us.
What is it?
No, never mind. Nope, sorry.
What was the message?
It was just the message we read last time. For some reason, someone sent it to us twice. Anyway.
Peace.
So, that's it. Also, yeah, tweet us at Nintendo.
When's episode 69 coming up? Because that could be a good episode.
4 weeks from now.
To make the...
4 weeks from now.
Four episodes from now.
Yeah, so, yeah.
69 in Mushroom Kingdom.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, bye.
Good night.